Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsy-Guy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Second Harvest Food Bank, which distributes food throughout East Central Indiana with the goal of alleviating hunger in our community.
I'm Karen McTagg, the Director of Development for Second Harvest Food Bank.
I'm Jill Lehman, and I am the Vice President and Chief People Officer at Ontario Systems, and I'm also a board member at Second Harvest.
Second Harvest Food Bank distributes to 8 different counties here in East Central Indiana. We have over 110 agencies in our service area, and some of those can be churches, are soup kitchens, some are community and family service agencies. So we serve a wide variety of nonprofits in the East Central Indiana area.
I think what made me want to serve on the board of Second Harvest is really their mission. And I grew up in the food industry, everything from a farmer's daughter to the grocery stores to food manufacturing. So I've always had a passion around the food industry. And food insecurity is something that happens in every community. No community is immune to it, and it's something that isn't just over the holidays when it traditionally is promoted. It's something that happens every single day, and it touches individuals in your family. It touches the elderly, children, neighbors, coworkers. So it's an important issue for us to try to solve. And Second Harvest just has a wonderful mission and focus every day to alleviate hunger.
A lot of people think that they can come here and get food, and we are a distribution center. We distribute to food pantries. We have the tailgate program, which is in every county. We have the CSFP program, and that stands for Commodity Supplemental Food Program. And that's for those who are 60 and older. We have the Food for Kids program, which it's only available in some schools if funding is provided for it. Like the Prime Trust had their soup crawl, and that all goes to Sutton Elementary School for the Food for Kids program. A child receives a bag of food that they take home on a Friday afternoon, and that lasts them till Monday morning when they come back to school.
Sometimes people wonder who actually shows up and do they really need the food that's being distributed to them and how do they utilize it. And when you see the gratitude on the face of the individuals as you're handing them over a box of supplies that will maybe last them and their family for, you know, hopefully a week or two, you know that they're in need of those items. But it does. It goes across socioeconomical levels. It goes across diversity of gender and race. So no one's really immune to it.
We have 74,000 individuals in East Central Indiana that are food insecure. And food insecure means that they do not have access to actually go and get the food.
So without Second Harvest, many, many, many families and individuals would go to bed at night without having the food and nutrition they need.
You'll hear more about Second Harvest Food Bank all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsy-Guy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie in Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.